You're listening to SBS News.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian is calling for more New South Wales residents to be tested for COVID-19 to give the government the confidence it needs to lift health restrictions. The state has recorded zero new locally acquired cases of coronavirus in the 24 hours to 8pm on Monday for the second day in a row. More than 10,000 people were tested in that 24-hour period, slightly more than the 8,773 on the previous day. The daily record for New South Wales was set at more than 60,000 tests just before Christmas. Ms Berejiklian says testing needs to increase again before any decisions are made about restrictions.
For us to have confidence to ease restrictions, we need to have significant opportunity to see those testing rates go up, so we have confidence that we haven't missed any cases of strains of the virus undetected in the community. So I do urge anybody with the mildest of symptoms, no matter where you live, to come forward and get tested.
And Victoria has recorded no new locally acquired cases for a 13th consecutive day, although there are more infections emerging among Australian Open players and staff. On Tuesday, the state government confirms there are now a total of 7 cases connected to the tournament. It comes after the Victorian government eased border restrictions, allowing travellers from 25 local government areas in Greater Sydney to apply for permits to enter the state. Premier Daniel Andrews says restrictions for the 10 remaining local government areas in Greater Sydney are being reviewed by authorities every day.
I think it's fair to say we've got perhaps a more conservative approach. I think that Victorians would take a pretty dim view if, for the sake of national consistency, I said, no, Brett Sutton, I'm not going to follow your advice. I don't think that'd be the right way to go.
And health officials say extra checks on the safety of a vaccine used in Norway won't delay its rollout in Australia. Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration and Foreign Affairs officials are working with Norwegian authorities to obtain information after some deaths among elderly people who took the Pfizer vaccine. Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke with Norwegian authorities on Monday as part of talks with the First Movers Group, which also includes Austria, Israel, Greece, Denmark, the Czech Republic, and Norway. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says Australia's low caseload means the country has time to learn from the experiences of other nations.
This is exactly, of course, the reason why, because of the good situation we're in Australia from the epidemiology of the disease, we can actually wait and have waited to do a full assessment, not only of the clinical trial information, but also the information that's coming from those other countries that are rolling out the Pfizer vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, the Moderna vaccine and others. So that will be taken into account. At this stage, it won't delay that process, but the TGA is doing its due diligence, as we expect them to do as the independent regulator of these matters.
Australians are being warned that international travel is unlikely to resume until next year, even as coronavirus vaccines are rolled out. Speaking to the ABC, Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Executive Margie Osman says tourism operators need more federal government support because of international border restrictions. Ms Osman says the average Chinese visitor to Australia spends an estimated $8,500 in Australia, while the everyday Australian on a domestic holiday is probably spending about $1,500. She says the sector cannot survive on domestic travel alone, particularly if the state borders keep closing.
We are going to need additional government support. There's no getting away from that. And I can't say more clearly, we can't recover without international borders being open, and we can't survive unless the state border issue is resolved. We understand that the health priority has to be number one for every government. That's a given. But it also means that if we're going to have a tourism industry in 18 months' time, we are going to have to look at additional government support at both state and federal level.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while the percentage varies by region, the domestic tourism industry accounts for about 70 to 80% of the overall tourism industry in Australia. He believes that as state borders open up, so will the domestic tourism market.
Some areas of the country are more dependent on international tourism than others. But The bread and butter of the tourism industry in Australia has always been the domestic tourism sector. And in this unusual time, Australians, who are big overseas travellers, are increasingly in a position and will want to more and more see their own country. So that's going to have its obvious impact. The net import effect of tourism in Australia now being spent in Australia is not only supporting domestic tourism in this country, as the country we work hard to try and keep open.
And South Australia is keeping border restrictions in place for Sydneysiders despite a second day of no new COVID-19 infections in New South Wales. South Australia's transition committee met on Tuesday but decided against changing the current measures. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.